Over the last three decades, such multifaceted lives have represented the ultimate achievement for countless women who believed that personal and professional fulfillment are neither mutually exclusive nor a male prerogative. During much of that time, the feminine mystique of the 1950s seemed as passé as the domestic tracts that used to counsel women to have a delicious dinner ready when their husbands came home from work, to apply fresh lipstick and don a frilly apron, to greet the man at the door with a cold martini, and to let him do all the talking, since his topics of conversation were far more important. Once considered ancient history, such retrograde advice is enjoying a comeback these days, abetted by mainstream media grown inexplicably hostile to women's achievement, and by an anti-feminist punditocracy bent on rolling back the clock. Last year, Caitlin Flanagan, an essayist who made her name writing inflammatory diatribes for the Atlantic Monthly and the New Yorker, published a collection called To Hell With All That, Loving and Loathing Our Inner Housewife. Its targets included those slatternly wives who failed to plan a gentle re-entry into home life and to have a hot dinner on the table for their husbands every night, not to mention the slackers who neglect to plot a thrilling seduction duly inspired by wifely gratitude to the manly breadwinner. Even when a woman is the family's major income producer, she gets no sympathy from Flanagan, who reserves special fury for working mothers who hire babysitters to help care for their children. In discussing women who work outside the home, Flanagan's tone is invariably excoriating, her judgments lethal. "Children crave their mothers," she proclaims. "When a mother works, something is lost." No mention that some things might also be gained. No mention of an economy that forces millions of women to work to support their families. No mention of what children lose by having absent fathers working inhumane hours to sustain the burden of being the sole breadwinner. Such practical reality.